It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
Check, 1, 2.
Check.
Do you ever wish you could speak Spanish so that you can communicate with the dude that cleans the bathrooms over here?
You know he speaks English, like super speaks English. Not even really with an accent. So just talk to him.
You ever had
that? I just wished I'd taken Spanish in high school. I took French, probably because of our quarter French-Canadian heritage, but...
Yeah.
I just feel like Spanish would be more useful now if I had taken that.
But
like
we're the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world.
But have you ever been in a situation like... I remember when I was flying to Cleveland a few weeks ago, I was at the Dunkin' Donuts, and there was a woman in front of me who was chit-chatting with her kids, you know, speaking English. And then as soon as she got up to the counter, she asked the woman if she speaks Spanish, and then they had this whole thing, you know, where I thought, isn't that nice? She's...
You sure it was Spanish, not Portuguese?
It could have been. Oh. You know, I don't know the difference, to be honest with you, but...
It's kind of funny coming from you, a guy that doesn't want to talk to anybody. Now he wants to talk to people in another language.
He wants to listen. He wants to know what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I just left the restroom, and he's working on the...
English completely.
I know, but wouldn't it have been cool had I said...
And how do you know he doesn't speak another language besides Spanish?
You know,
if well, say buenos dias to him. See what
buenos
happens.
Dias?
Yeah, say that just like that. Why
say
don't
it
you
again,
just
Pete.
Say hi like I do?
Say it again, Pete.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, muchacho.
Muchacho?
Don't do that.
Buenos dinos.
Don't go Mexican on
muchacho.
Just say hello.
Sounds like a game show.
Hola. You could say hola.
I like, you know what I like to do? Give friendly nods.
Oh, my God. That's better. Please do that.
Yes, mas macho.
Say hola. I'm going
Señor
to take
Kevin
a sheet.
Or Senor Pete?
A sheet.
Yes.
Is it okay to take a sheet?
Is it? I don't know.
What completely legal substance are you addicted to?
Mm.
So I saw this last night on Reddit. Mm. So this is for instance, somebody said social media. You're completely addicted.
Oh, it doesn't have to be something you like physically consume
imbibe,
in your belly.
Yeah.
It could be like for me, it could be like one guy said Doritos. This guy said that he goes through 20 bags of Doritos a week.
Wow.
Like full size or like bite size?
No, no, he just said 20 bags. So what completely legal? So what are you doing every day? Something like I know I'm addicted. Like
wiping
I drink
your ass.
Like I drink something that you, not, you can't use, like a brush your teeth or something.
Oh,
but,
all right.
But I like iced tea. I'll bet a day hasn't gone by in the last 20 years, unless I was in a hospital or something. You know what I'm saying? Where I didn't have a glass of iced tea.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I also apply Burt's Bees lip balm. Every day.
You're a chapstick guy.
No matter what.
Burt's Bees.
So what I do is I come down to the kitchen before I leave. I grab a bottle of water. I go over to the sink. I grab a paper towel. I blow my nose.
This is the most boring story you've ever told, and you've told some shitty boring stories.
At least tell us you fart at the same time when you blow your nose.
Are you going to tell us every fucking thing you do before you put the Burt's Bees on, or can you just say every morning I put Burt's Bees
then
on?
Then I go over to the trash to throw the trash away. Where the Burt's Bees is there in the little bowl.
Oh, is it now, Kevin?
I grab that and apply it. I do that every day.
I think in your mind you think you're a writer, and you thought that was a great story.
I think in actuality he tries to burp and fart at the same time every
morning. Pete and I knew a guy who was addicted to the Afrin nasal spray.
Nasal spray?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used that because my doctor told me to until either you or
highly
one of our other producers says you shouldn't use it, and so then I just stopped.
Yeah, because it's addictive.
He was
addicted to it.
I didn't have any allergies for the year
I used it, though.
And that was great, because remember how much I used to lose my voice?
Yeah.
It
shrinks the blood vessels
out.
In your nose. And makes that's where and then you're able
the
to
The doctor
breathe.
Told me to use it.
Mm.
Said every day, just use a little squirt.
Oh, that was some bad advice on that.
I was an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
So what are you using every day, Pete? That
peanut butter, rum, gambling. I think are my three biggest addictions.
Ladies, almost every
peanut
day.
Peanut butter, rum, one thing, or two separate things?
Peanut butter for lunch, rum for dinner, and gambling, you know, every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think my wife's addicted to cleaning.
She could be.
Like everything.
Relax.
Yeah, like anytime anybody ever walks in the house, it's like, this place is immaculate. And they'll leave and she'll go, this place is a mess. And I'm like, it isn't.
Oh, that's a quirky little.
She's a clean freak.
Kenny, how about you?
I gotta go with sandwiches, Kevin. I can't go a day without having some kind of sandwich. I have to have my sandwich.
That's interesting.
Different kinds of bread?
And if the I mix it up. I mix up what type of sandwich. It's not like one kind,
you know,
but I have to have a sandwich every day.
When someone makes them for me, but I don't enjoy them as much when I make them.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Totally
do you
agree.
Enjoy the sandwiches that you make for yourself as much as if say Jen made one for you?
I do because I used to be a professional. I used to do it for a living.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
In a deli.
You didn't work at Waverly Market, did you?
Did not.
Oh. No, have you had their sandwiches?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Only the last 16 years.
I want it.
Oh,
where is this?
Shit.
Waverly
Market.
Some in.
Yeah.
They make the.
Would it be as good the next day?
No.
Maybe I should just go there.
Yeah. Only because of the bread. Because the bread is fresh every day. No, it's the soft.
I like hard rolls.
Crusty Italian bread.
I like soft,
bread.
Crusty bread. I want a sandwich.
Yeah. I like a good Connecticut. Like
next time you're in the Framingham area, make it a stop.
Waverly
they do this Market. Porchetta roast.
Yes.
And they slice it thin and they put that on with like your cold cuts.
What,
so it's all together.
What sandwich should I get?
Their house sandwich.
Whatever you like.
Their house Italian.
Yeah. House Italian.
Do you have booze every day?
Not every day.
Do you do, don't you?
I would say 6 days a week. Yeah.
6 days
a week.
There
may be a day once a week where I don't.
Yeah, there'd be, I'd say at least 5 days a week. I'm. Mm-hmm. Dropping something like last night, I just had one drink with dinner and Ooh. Before dinner. And
last
night,
I came home drunk after the Masters.
Oh, you did?
I did. I fully admit it.
Somebody said
I stumbled in the hallway, and my wife said, "Get to bed."
Oh, I felt I went to get a lawn chair out of the shed Saturday night.
Eagles, you slept in there
and tumbled. Yeah,
oh, no.
I felt getting a lawn chair, so everybody had a good laugh. But somebody suggested Q-tips. That feeling of scratching my ear canal. let me just tell you,
I Q-tip every morning.
Even though my doctor, even though my doctor tells me to stop doing it, I love the feel of that.
Right? Oh no, I hate it.
Even if there's nothing there,
stop it.
You love that Q-tip going in that.
Stop
ear.
It.
You haven't done it?
No, I hate putting Q-tips in my ear.
That ear canal's like Kevin's vagina.
I know.
Oh, it's so good.
Wide. Did a car can come out of it.
Did I just
it's
fuck
like throwing a hot dog down a hallway?
You I'm working that thing. Did I just fuck my ear?
Yeah. Give himself a big O through the ear.
Ear fucker.
Well, another person said Benadryl, that they take Benadryl with melatonin.
I take a melatonin every night.
So that's something then, that's something.
But that wouldn't have been, I can sleep without it. I just do it because it helps me fall asleep faster. My addiction is so lame.
What is it?
It's because I want to feel like nothing / happy. It's my drug, I guess. I'll watch at least one episode of Gilmore Girls a day. And I am.
Is that right?
I do.
Really?
Wow.
And I'll watch it like because I record them.
Yeah.
And they're on Netflix and they're everywhere. I'll watch one episode of whatever season is playing because I just really enjoy how relaxing it is. I don't know. I can't explain it.
It's a comfort thing.
It's a super comfort thing for me. And it has been since I always watched it. But ever since I was hospitalized after Bobby, that was the only thing I could watch that settled my brain.
I wonder if you'll get to a point where you've had enough of the Gilmore
Girls. Bobby's 12.
And that's how long you've been watching.
And that's how long I've been watching it hardcore.
Right.
Like, if you ask Ford, he'll
that's
say
crazy.
To you, he'll say to you, "I not only has Heather seen every season probably 20 to 30 times, but he has at least 7 because if he wants to spend any time with me for that hour,
you got to sit there.
He'll be there and be like, I like Luke more. And I'm like, I get it. Every time you come down the fucking stairs, you tell me the characters that you like and you don't like. Either sit here and shut up like a good boy or don't come down at all. Mommy wants to relax.
Go back in your hole.
I think that this exercise has brought us closer.
You just read that off a sheet of paper.
You did. That was written.
Down. Fucking red. I think this exercise brought us closer together. You need to grow up.
You think I wrote down?
I think you had to write down all that shit you just said.
It looked like you just read it off a
piece
of paper.
I think that this exercise brought us closer together.
Do you disagree with that?
Yes.
I think I didn't know that about you. It was a nice
little
night. I
don't even remember what yours was.
I know it was in the ear hole.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.